That's number 35 in our camp songbooks. Let's sing it together. The Mercies of God. Song is that God has showered upon us his blessings, and he is merciful and gracious, and according to his abundant mercy he has blessed us so greatly, and we want to return something to him, and so we bring ourselves and give ourselves in love and service to him. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. That was our passage for today. Or keep my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. I noticed as we sang this third verse, it said, each turn of the road, what road, some new token reveals. Must be a token of mercy. I thought maybe you could help me. Give me an example of a token of mercy. How about that? You might say, Janice played the song, you picked the song. Why are you putting me on the spot? I just like, and help me. What's a token of mercy in your life? Each turn of the road of life, there's a new token of God's mercy towards us. Evidence, some revelation of God's mercy. So think about that for a moment and let me know what you're thinking. We'll sing the last verse. Give you time to think about that. Okay. His goodness and mercy will follow me still, even on journey and on my way. My God is a promise and a prayer, and His mercy endures forever. Gives life and breath and everything else. Paul said at Athens when he was preaching Christ, he says, you don't know the God you ignorantly worship. He gives life and breath to all things and everything else. So that's an all-encompassing token of mercy. But here I'd like to just bring that down a little bit. It says in Lamentations 3, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, for His compassions fail not. That I'm standing here tonight, you're sitting there, that we're breathing the breath of life, that we have time given to us, even though we have miserably offended again and again. Maybe you say, speak for yourself. So I do. That's the Lord's mercy. Day by day, and I'm thankful to Him. So now there are many other tokens of mercy, and maybe we could just have a few. You've had a while to think. Come. Yes.
My first thought was His compassions are new every morning, and my next thought was that God took me out of that world that I was in, and He saved me. He could have left me there, and He could have taken me away. I could have died where I was. Mm-hmm. But because of His mercy, He turned my life around. Mm-hmm. And I praise Him for that.
Praise the Lord. So life eternal and walking in newness of life down that road, right? It's a different road that we're on now. The road that leads to life and glory. Someone else? Maybe a daily blessing that you receive. Someone, yes.
There's a book out by the Malcolm Pelt, A Severe Mercy. And he talks about how a crisis in his life brought him to the Lord. And for me and my husband, it was a crisis in our own lives that actually brought us to meeting Ken Shelton and bringing us here to Pilgrim Camp. So we recognize it was just, we would not have bypassed that crisis for anything in the world. So it turned out to be severe mercy.
The mercy of God, yes. Anyone else?
I think of the sure mercy to David. How every day it's sure we can count upon His mercy. Mm-hmm. You can go to him. You can bring all to him. You can think upon him. And he says it's sure mercies. When you come, it's for sure. He's our surety. And he promises the sure mercies of David.
The last verse of the psalm says that sure, doesn't it? I have his sure promise based on his word. And he will not fail to keep his word. He's a covenant keeping God. And amen. That's great. You can count on him. Someone else.
It says each new turn of the road. Each turn of the road. And in my life, I've seen a lot of turns in the road. But Jesus has always been there. And even if my circumstances have changed drastically, and sometimes even almost suddenly, but God has never failed. He's always been merciful. He's always been compassionate. He's always been there with me and to provide and to lead and to guide. And, you know, it's just amazing how much he cares for us, no matter what our outer circumstances are.
And as I think you, Sister Bonnie, said, that his mercies are new every morning. Praise the Lord. And great is his faithfulness. So let's sing that chorus again. For mercy's sake, what return? Same man, Thomas Chisholm. Okay. My husband Phil noticed that. You can play, I like that in the background. He noticed that, he told me that, not just that these two songs, but he said, a lot of the songs that we love and sing are by this man, and I want to write something about his life, so I'm waiting for that. I told him I would put it, Things Going Old. He told me that a while back, so if anybody wants to prod him, feel free. His name for his great faithfulness and his mercy to us. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Sunday before we came, that was Father's Day, wasn't it? And I held a little baby in my arms as the parents brought her to the Lord and had the congregation pray with them for her, your cousin, Valerie Schreck. And before meeting, the Lord gave me this verse. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. And grandfather was there, your grandfather John, and the other grandfather was there, and I thought of the blessing of God in that family, and how they served him, and this verse was just dropped into my heart. So I'm going to give that to Dan and Sarah. And as I held Valerie, she was crawling all over me, climbing up my climbing up my chest. She was quite, and then she saw her mom and wanted to go for her. And I forgot my verse, so we did our prayers, you know, the congregation prayed for the baby and for the parents, and it was lovely. But I have to remember to tell Danny and Sarah that the Lord dropped that verse into my heart for them. So I shall. God's mercy is so great from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. Our lives are but for a brief time, but God, who never changes, his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord.